Welcome back. Episode 35 of Zero Carb Journal. How you guys doing? Hope you guys are doing great. Good to see you guys. Well, welcome back. Episode 35 here. This is Matt, as always, and it's Sunday morning. Not too early. Hope you guys are doing great. Having a great week. I sure am. Let's see. So, it's Sunday. It's cloudy and it's been raining outside, which has been a nice change. It hasn't done that for a long time. So, I'm pretty excited to kind of sit here in the cooler weather and moisture and hang out with you guys for the morning. So, let's get started. How are you guys? Did you have a good week? Me too. I had a great one. Let's see, how was this week? Well, let's see, from a zero carb standpoint, I had a great week. I just pretty much, as usual, stayed the course, kept to my hamburgers, ate a ribeye or two. They were on sale, $3.99 a pound at my favorite store, which is pretty awesome. So I ate some ribeyes. I ate some flanken ribs. They have those for like $1.49 a pound, the thin cut beef short ribs. So I ate some of those. And I think that's just about it. I stayed away from the cheese and bacon. I still got it in the fridge. I ate a few bites, you know, a couple weeks ago. And seems like, you know, I don't get sick with that stuff right away. But it definitely makes me deteriorate. Like 4 or 5 days later, I'm having kind of hard times. And I'm wondering why. And then I go back to just beef and I don't have those problems. So I'm pretty sure that the cheese and the bacon are fine once in a while. But I really don't want to make them a part of my diet. So I buy them, I eat them for 1 or 2 days, and then they stay in the fridge for another month or so. So, but I'll get through it eventually. But yeah, for the most part, just sticking to beef and loving it. My energy's been great. I've been feeling really good, you guys. I haven't had a sick day this week. I have been really feeling great. I rode my bike a little bit. I've done a bunch of work outside. I was on the excavator all week digging and taking advantage of the dry season, working on my drainage around my house and stuff. But that's not really here, neither here nor there. But the point is, I just had great energy and was able to get a lot done this week. So feeling really good about that. I did get back to hard workouts 3 days a week. I've been kind of working my way up to that. And that's how I overdid it that time, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, when I really put myself into a hurting state by getting back to these long full body workouts and trying to do 3 of them a week. So this week I successfully did 3 of them, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I got to tell you, you know, I don't know if I'm just old or need to work up to it or whatever, but I went, got through it all and I felt pretty good on Friday. But then yesterday I just was wiped out. So I could tell I had overdone it again, although it wasn't that bad. I just had maybe not all the way overdone it, but I'm going to have to back that down a little bit. It's hard to find that balance, at least for me. And I think that's a function of an autoimmune condition where it just really, it can bring on my symptoms. But mostly it just brings on that incredible fatigue and overall sense of being sort of low, you know, inflammation throughout my body. And it definitely affects my brain and everything else. So, you know, it's okay. I'm just sort of learning, continuing to learn as I go and tease out the details, as one of you guys pointed out. So yeah, so I got to, you know, it's hard because I like to work hard and I like to make progress and I like to, you know, really dedicate myself to reaching my goals. And so, you know, my spirit is willing, but I guess the flesh isn't quite up to it all the time. So I got to find a balance there. It's a little frustrating, you know, reading what everyone else does for programs and then trying to, you know, do something similar and finding that it's just too much for me. And I really don't think I'm overdoing it. I'm pretty careful about recovery. I don't go every day. You know, I take 48 hours between, you know, rest between muscle group and for every muscle group and, you know, whatever, it's okay. But it means my progress is kind of slow and sometimes I get frustrated, but that's okay. Anyways, I've been feeling really good. I've been able to have had a lot of energy. I had great workouts. I was really stoked. I actually they went really well. It wasn't until I hit the wall on Saturday that I was like, oh yeah, okay, I really overdid it a little bit. So trying to figure out how many sets of each exercise I can do per week, you know, how to manage my volume. I was doing two workouts is six sets a week, three workouts is nine sets a week, and it seems like I can do one set a day, and then it's and do that 5 days a week, and I get five, and that's not enough, and I'm fine. And two workouts is six, and I'm fine, but three workouts is nine, and that's too many. And so I don't know, I got to sort it out, but all good. But you know, in the past, I was so inflamed that those symptoms would come a lot sooner. So I'm better than I've ever been. I've been able to, you know, consistently work out, and I am making better progress physically than I've made ever. So I'm finally starting to have a shape that I like, and you know, feel good about my body. But I just want to keep going, and I'm getting to the point where it's hard because I think I'm hitting that intermediate level to where the exercises I'm doing are. They're intense, you know, they're taking a lot out of me. So I got to manage that and figure out what other people do and figure out what works for me. I guess it doesn't matter what other people do. But anyways, a little note on workouts. So going back to zero carb, boy, we sure are getting a lot of new folks trying it. And I am hearing some amazing, inspiring success stories. So I just want to say to all of you who are sharing your experience, thank you so much for doing that. You know, I've told you guys before that the reason I'm doing this is to share my experience in hopes of helping somebody, helping people. Because when I started, I was just so scared and so felt so alone and couldn't find the information and felt attacked at every turn. If I, you know, looked into this way of eating outside of our community. And so I find it so valuable and it to share, but it's been so valuable for me too. You know, it's really helped me get comfortable with what I'm doing and get clarity and help me form my direction. And so I just got to encourage all of you, anyone who's doing this, to just please speak up and share. You know, the only way we're gonna help other people is if they know what we're up to. And I think we can change the world. I really do. I really believe we're on to, you know, something that can help a whole lot of people. There's a lot of people suffering out there. And, you know, when you read people's zero carb stories, you just hear so much profound improvement. You hear about so much improvement in so many people. I mean, almost without exception. Every once in a while, you get some people who it doesn't seem to do much for, but geez. The overwhelming majority of the stories are one of just profound improvements in mental health and physical health and, you know, everything. So, boy, I am just so encouraged when I read these things, and I'm so encouraged that people are sharing, and that I think we're reaching people. So it's working, you guys. So let's keep it up. Makes me feel really good to know that that there's people out there who have been suffering who are feeling better and coming out of the fog just like I did. And it was so terrifying for me, and I lived such a really, I mean, I have had a great life, but I look back at myself and I was miserable a lot of the time, and I'm just very rarely miserable now. So it's really profound. So yeah, continuing to talk about zero carb, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the quality of food real quick, just 'cause that keeps coming up as well. I know a lot of people, you know, it's difficult when you first come to zero carb because we've been usually you get here after spending a lot of time focusing on diet and health, and you've been counting calories and macros, and you've been paying attention to, you know, micronutrients, and you've been, you know, agonizing over nutrition, and there's so much detail and everyone says it's so difficult. And so you get to zero carb, and it's really difficult to just take a step back. And so I think a lot of people really, I did, you know, continue with that sort of thought process. I mean, of course, why wouldn't you? It's just natural. But one of the beauties of this way of eating is that when you get right down to it and you just start living it, you find you just feel fantastic. No matter, it seems like, what level of quality of food that I eat. So, you know, there's a lot of talk about how many, you know, what the nutritional content is of the different, you know, various grades of meat, high quality, low quality, organic, inorganic, grass fed, grain fed, all of that stuff. And I just gotta say, you know, I know you guys know this. I'm a hippie at heart. I'm a huge supporter and enthusiast with regards to sustainable living and all those things. So I raise my own animals. I'm a huge fan of sustainably raised grass fed animals, and that's really what I believe is what we should be doing, and it's the right way to go. But from a standpoint of what we eat, I just want to go back and tell those of you who are new to just don't agonize too much about it. Sure, try, experiment with stuff. See what makes you feel best. But, you know, when I started this, I had a freezer full of grass-fed, homegrown beef. And I worked my way through that far faster than I thought I would. And I got to the end of that freezer and I was, you know, I had been eating my own homegrown beef. I'd refused to buy stuff from the store. I was firmly on the other side of the fence, so I want you to know where I'm coming from. I would never have bought factory farm meat, and I would have absolutely sworn up and down that it was poison and terrible for you and all that stuff, and nutritionally deficient and whatever else. But I got, you know, I was financially in a tight place, and I got it. I ran out of my own beef and lamb. And I had to start buying that factory farm meat. And the first time I bought it and I went and ate it, you know, I just about cried. It tasted awful to me. It really tasted bad. But what I've found and what I believe now is that you just really get used to the meat you're eating. And they all taste different. And I've had, you know, beef, my own beef off of my same farm, fed exactly the same thing, raised exactly the same. And they taste dramatically different from animal to animal. So every animal is unique. Every raising situation is unique, you know, and so they all have a different flavor. So I have been through a lot of grass-fed animals over the last few years, and they always taste different. And I will tell you that the first bite, you know, when I get back from the butcher and I take the first cut and unwrap it and cook it, the first, you know, few times I eat, the first few meals really of any new beef. Now, from the store, it's all generally homogenous. It seems to taste generally the same, but I'm talking about the different grass-fed beefs because they all are very different. You know, from my farm, from my friend's farm, from the store, they're all just incredibly unique in their flavor profile. And so the first few meals, I always find I don't care for it, and I'm having to get used to it. Now, once I've eaten that meat for a while, I switch back. You know, when I do switch back to the store-bought meat, I find that tastes vile, and I can barely stomach it. And then again, after a few meals, I love that one. And then I go back to the grass-fed and it tastes gamey or lean or whatever it might be. And I don't care for it. And then a few more meals in and I'm used to it. So I really believe that the flavor profile of the different qualities of meat is something that we just get used to. And that's just, you know, just like any cultural food or anything. You go somewhere and you have some new flavors and you're not sure. And then you warm up to it and it becomes a staple. So I think that's just a pretty normal human condition that food that we're not used to takes us a while to get used to. And then we learn to like it if it is treating our bodies well, and we learn to love it. And then the other food tastes weird. Now, with regard to the nutritional content and all that stuff, you know, of course I absolutely believe that grass fed and quality beef and animal, foods have far more nutrients than the factory farmed counterparts. However, I also believe that the factory farmed counterparts have more than adequate nutrition for us to live optimally on and thrive. I really do believe that. And I base that just on observations and how I feel. But I certainly don't start feeling like I've been running down after, you know, I've been eating this factory meat for over a year now. And, you know, I don't feel like I'm running down and can't wait to get some grass-fed in me. When I do go back to grass-fed, you know, which I do occasionally, these days I still buy some or get some from friends. I was just at my friend's wedding and we had all homegrown animals. And, you know, I don't notice any difference in the way that nutrition affects me at any rate. And to me, that's the measuring stick. I mean, we can look at numbers all day long, but we can measure what values are in the meat, but we don't know what values the human needs because we don't have any data on daily values for carnivores. So, you know, I'm not trying to discredit anyone's viewpoint. I really am trying to help people. And really what frustrates me about some of that talk is that, you know, if I'd started and been reading those things and believing them, I wouldn't have been able to do this. And so I would have probably said, well, I can't do that. And if the factory meat's going to hurt me, then I'm just going to try a different way of eating. And I never would have gotten here. And so I feel like it's really important to remind people and encourage people that, that sure, those are great goals to shoot for. I shoot for that goal. I want to eat all grass-fed. I want to eat all my own farm-raised meat for the sake of the rest of the world, for the environment, and for my health, you know, and for the health of the animals. But it's just not possible for me right now, and I don't feel like there's anything helpful in beating myself up or beating anyone else up over whether they can or can't do that. And I really feel like we need to encourage people to try this and remove as many barriers as we can. And I'm not giving factory farming a pass either, you guys. I definitely think that we need to change our systems and the way we do that stuff. It drives me nuts that we grow so much human food and feed it to animals, you know? But that's a whole different subject and a whole, you know, a huge challenge. So we got a long ways to go, but the first step, in my opinion, you know, if more people just decline to eat meat, then we will never have the impetus to change. You know, the more of us that say, raise our voices and say, this is crucial to our way of life and crucial to the health of our children and crucial to our future, then the more impetus we have to seek out, you know, systems that work. All the science you read, all the studies you read, everything that we read that bags on animal agriculture, that blames livestock for the environmental destruction, it's all based, as you guys know, it's all based on poor agricultural practices, you know, and we can do better. So, you know, I firmly stand with the proponents of all of those things. But at the same time, I also just feel like it's really important to encourage people to just eat the meat you can afford and just start there, because then we can work together on, you know, then we can all collaborate and you can say, hey, we're going to need more cows and I can raise more cows and the rest of us can too. And we can do it in a good way. So just want to touch on that. I'd like to touch on organ meats, which, you know, the feeling is the same from me. I think they're a great thing to add if you enjoy them and can find them, you know, stick them in your diet. But again, you don't need to. So there's no necessity to incorporate those, in my opinion. And I just would encourage people to not agonize over those things. Try them. See if you like them. See if you feel better. I've tried them over and over again. They make me sick and they don't make me feel better. So, you know, I just wanted to reiterate those things to all you newbies that there's no one right way. The best thing to do, the most important thing, is to start at whatever level you can, because you will feel better. And everything else is just minutia. They're just tiny details with regards to the profound differences you'll have between, you know, non-ZC and ZC. And then once you get to ZC, you can fine tune. And if you want to do, you know, organic grass-fed ZC and you can afford it and you can find it and it makes you feel good for you, you know, I encourage that. So on that note on organ meats, you guys, I've got the slaughter guy coming in the next couple weeks. I got a schedule with him. I've got some stuff on eBay I'm trying to sell so I can get some cash to pay him. And once I get the cash in the bank, I'm going to schedule with him and put some animals in the freezer. And I just wanted to extend to anyone in Washington. I lost my light. That's okay. So the laws in Washington, or the laws, the USDA laws, actually federally mean we can't transport individual cuts of beef across state lines. So it's difficult to sell smaller cuts of beef. And actually, you can't sell individual cuts at all. I have to sell a side or a quarter of the animal. However, I can give away stuff I don't like. So I'm going to have all these animals slaughtered, probably 6 sheep and a bull in the next coming weeks. And I'm not going to utilize just about any of those organs. So definitely not the brains. And definitely not a lot of that other weird stuff that some people eat. I will probably keep some of the liver, just put them in my freezer and keep trying to eat those now and then. But not, I won't need all of it. So if there's anyone locally or anywhere nearby in Washington who would like access to some of those organs, let me know. I'm pretty far from everywhere in Washington, but if you want to drive out and pick some up, I'd happily give them to you. So just thought I'd let you know. I keep reading about people struggling to find this stuff, and here I am throwing it away on a regular basis. So, yeah, I was just at that wedding, and we did the same thing. All the, we cooked the lamb's whole, and the brains went out. Sometimes we, at parties, we've had challenges and, dared each other to eat some. It's so gross, you guys. I know some people seem to like it, but I just think it's so gross. Yuck. Sorry. Okay. So, anyways, that's enough about all that. And let's see, what else can I tell you guys about? No, I don't know. I got a real exciting week coming up, you guys. I don't have actually anything going on, which is great. But I'm working on a new stove design. But what's exciting is my awesome neighbor, finally brought me a new load of cedar from his mill, cedar from my property that he milled for me. So I have been waiting over a year. It was ago was the last batch I got, and that's how I sided the house and finished things out last August. And I've been waiting, and he's got a new baby, and he's busy. He's been racing motorcycles and doing cool stuff, so he hasn't been running the mill. But he did bring me a load day before yesterday. So, and it's pouring rain, so I've got it up undercover. But I'm gonna pull it out this week when the sun comes back out and get it drying out. And I think I'm gonna start on. Well, I got a few projects. I want to finish the sauna out, and I want to get siding go, or the internal wall coverings going up in here, which I think I'll probably end up using the cedar for, and I can do some shelving, which I've been dying for, to reorganize my clothes and kind of finally put this place a little bit more together since I cobbled it together a couple of years ago, and then I keep getting stopped by lack of materials. So I haven't been able to go purchase materials, so I've just been waiting and waiting and hoping that I would get lucky enough to get a new load this summer, and it just came through, so I'm just ecstatic. So I'll get to be sawing and sanding and drilling and screwing and all that stuff this week, and I'm really looking forward to it because I haven't had the resources to do it, and I've got a lot of projects that I want to finish. So really looking forward to this week. Fences are good, animals are good. I'm sort of settled in and cruising and moving forward. I need to make some money. I got some things I can sell on eBay and stuff, and figure out my bills. But for the most part, you guys, things are just fantastic. I'm not slipping backwards financially at all, which is amazing. Even though things are tight and I'm living close to the bone, it's wonderful to feel like I'm not moving backwards, and I'm moving forwards in every other way. Jeez, I got an itchy nose right now. So, I'm feeling great physically. I'm feeling really good emotionally, and I'm feeling good about my goals. I've been, structuring my goals for the summer to get me to fall, and then I'm really gonna buckle down and reconfigure my direction once I get things stabilized here. I'm in a good place to move forward. So, yeah. So I got some great comments from you guys. I haven't looked at them recently. I don't remember everyone. Tall Happy Colors, thank you so much for all your wonderful comments. That was really nice to get you following along, and the rest of you as well. All of my new followers and new commenters, thank you so much, you guys. I appreciate it so much. I really think that we have a great community here. And like I said, the goal is to share and help other people. So, I hope that we're doing that. And I know that the interaction I get from you guys is really the highlight of my week. It really is. I look forward to doing this every week. And as much work as this is, which it is some, I find myself continuing. I'm surprised every week when I get up, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm eager and I'm committed, because that's new for me in some ways, to really stay this focused and consistent on something like this. And I got to tell you, the reason is because it's been so profound for me. And the reason for that is because of you guys. So thank you very much, every single one of you. I really appreciate it. I still do want to figure out how to do this live so we can interact a little bit on the chat. But that sounds like a winter project, and I think I need to spend some money. So I can't do it right now. I think I need another little piece of equipment to get the video signal into the computer and then broadcast it onto you guys live. So I'm still kind of holding off on that because I need to buy some stuff. I'm trying not to do that. But I want to do that, and I want to interact with you guys, and I think I'll get there. But anyways, I just wanted you to know how much I just still appreciate you, all of you, and this venue and this format, and I'm so thankful. And on that note, you guys, let's just continue to make progress. Let's continue to be thankful for every moment. Let's continue to stay right here in the now, way up in the moment. And appreciate this life that we're given and every second we get to spend here with all these wonderful people. There are some of you folks out there, I read your comments, I read your Twitters, and gosh, you just inspire me with all your positivity and progress. And in my, you know, normal life, it's hard to see that in people around us. You got to see the light in their eyes and their souls and their love. And we are really beautiful. So I'm just feeling really thankful right now. And I hope you guys are too. Yeah, so appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for watching and listening. I hope you guys are feeling great. And I look forward to sharing with you again next week. And let me know what I can talk about and what I can help you with. So I hope you guys are doing great. Thanks as always for watching and listening. And I'll see you next time. See ya.